Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
And good morning and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Barbara Eldridge, your host for this segment, which is called Trend-Setting Women. And our guest and leading lady today is Dominique Molina, founder and president of the American Institute of Certified Tax Coaches. Good morning, Dominique. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Barbara. Boy, I love to be known as a trendsetter. That is such a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah, I got to choose that segment, and I really, really enjoy the people that we've tapped into. And so I appreciate that we finally have gotten us together to do this. And, you know, the fact that you have successfully really licensed tax professionals as tax coaches really across the country and, you know, have a network of these highly qualified professionals. Where did you come up with the idea for this licensing and for CPAs and other tax preparers? It sounds like it should have already been there. So tell me all about it.
Oh, isn't that the truth? I agree, Barbara. And really that's where this idea came from, was recognizing a huge gap in the marketplace, really. My background is as a CPA, and I'm an entrepreneur. And what I started to realize as a CPA in practice working with small business owners is that I was showing people how to save thousands of dollars each year off of their tax bill, and people were astonished. And I thought, okay, yeah, that's what I do.
Am I the only one?
Yeah, and so what started to happen was my business really bloomed as a CPA and tax planner. And, you know, I just thought that's how CPA practices worked, and very little marketing effort on my part, which was kind of nice. But what I started to realize is that my waiting list was growing by leaps and bounds to the tune of 2 years. I had people who were willing to wait 2 years for my next available appointment for tax planning. And I couldn't figure that out. And I thought, what in the world? This is not right. And and so I started just asking business owners, hey, you know, I don't want you to have to wait this long, because on average, people waste about $15,000 a year in taxes that they shouldn't be spending. That means you're going to waste another $30,000. You need help right now. And so I just started recognizing that there was this huge gap. And kind of simultaneously as I was growing my CPA practice, I was networking and making a lot of relationships in the CPA circuit and getting tons of calls from CPAs all over the United States saying, well, how did you figure that out? Why? What do you mean? How did you see that? Tell me how you did that. And so I started putting two and two together and realizing, you know what? There is a real problem here, and it's just not right. It's not right.
Unbelievable. You know, it's truly amazing, because I know as a CPA you have to continue on with you know, updates, certainly with tax laws. But what do you, you know, besides the challenge of the fact that you couldn't handle all that business, what's been the biggest challenge in evolving what you now call certified tax coaches?
I think the biggest challenge, Barbara, and I'm sure there are tons of business owners out there that can relate to this challenge, is really trying to educate people that they're not already getting this service. So here's what happens in the marketplace is that – you know, you trust your tax advisor. Gosh, the tax code is so complicated. It's got more, it's got four times more words than the Bible, and it's constantly evolving and changing. And so what happens is, you know, we don't know a lot as business owners, and we kind of know on the basics that maybe we should be looking for a CPA. So most people have heard the term CPA, and it's kind of thrown around a lot, and they say, okay, I need to get myself a CPA so I can check that off my list. And then they think that that everything is being taken care of for them. And to some certain extent it is, because a lot of tax professionals out there do a really great job taking care of the tax returns. But what most people don't understand is that filing your tax returns and doing strategic planning, they're really two different things. And so that's a big challenge for me is, number one, you know, educating the public, small business owners all over, to understand that maybe this isn't already being done for you, because chances are you're probably paying your tax professional just to prepare your taxes. That's a different expertise than strategic tax planning. And then simultaneously, I'm also kind of having to educate the CPAs that, hey, there's a bigger world out here that you are missing, and you are doing your clients a disservice if you are not offering this advice to them, because after all, this is really where you can make the most difference. This is where you can help people add tons of money to their bank account at the end of the day, and that really helps businesses to flourish. It helps them be able to hire more people, invest back in their business, and help those businesses grow. And that's very, very rewarding. So that's kind of what I see my challenge is you're almost selling something that people don't really know that they should be looking for.
You know, having worked with small business owners for a lot of years, last 22 years, you know, I know that most of them do not seek out people to do what you've just said. You know, most of them just, in fact, I'm still screaming at a couple of them right now because they still haven't filed last year's taxes. They're still, you know, working on it during, you know, 2014 here. So,
sure.
But, you know, and the biggest thing that I see with it is that I'm sure that the market, you know, as just simply because of taxes, the market has evolved and expanded. What do you see from that standpoint, and how do you stay on top of that?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's very difficult. It really is. And I think one of the most challenging issues that I face as an educator and really as a leader of this group of proactive specialists is, how do you really stay on the cutting edge of it's political, really. It's political and
wow.
Legislative change. And so we kind of have to watch what's going on Capitol Hill and look at the play-by-play, because this legislation changes day to day. So what might appear today is going to be a tremendous loophole and tax break for business owners might be crushed tomorrow in the Senate. So it's very difficult to even understand, you know, some of these laws that get put up as bills. They look very, very different by the time they're finally passed through than when they're first initially submitted. And so that's just so challenging. And then you combine that with the pressures of elections and things like that. Like, for example, there are 43 provisions that expired December 31st of 2013. And unfortunately, we're waiting with bated breath to see if any of them get extended. And we know now, just through experience, that nothing likely is going to happen until the November election cycle. So, you know, you kind of learn what happens in Washington and you watch it. And then, sure enough, you know, after the election cycle, we'll start seeing some movement there from Congress. But it is definitely a challenge to stay on top of. And it's a discipline, really, that, you know, requires a lot of effort. And so, you know, when you talk about looking for somebody that is an expert in this area, you really want to look for who they're connected to. Do they have a good source of information? Because frankly, individual tax professionals just don't have the time to study all of this stuff and watch and see. So they need a resource that can do that for them, and that's kind of what we provide for our certified members.
I was just, you know, you used a word, you know, earlier about, you know, being a trainer, an educator, and, you know, so has your own practice evolved to just that, or are you still doing the actual hands-on planning and tax preparation?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, it's pretty demanding, staying on top of everything, and we have over 300 licensed professionals across the country, and so that takes up a significant amount of my time. So yes, my tax practice has definitely evolved. It has shrunk in size dramatically. I still love to do tax planning, and so I do work with a lot of clients, and I tend to work with really fun clients that are energizing, and I work with a lot of celebrities and fun cases to work on that can provide really good content for our coaches around the country so they can learn on high-profile cases. But absolutely, I am just, I'm a numbers geek at heart. I love to save people money, and so I don't think I can ever retire from that because it just is so fulfilling.
How interesting from that standpoint. But also I would imagine that if you didn't have some hands-on, you know, it would take you too far away from what you're trying to help other CPAs with.
Oh, absolutely. I know. Yeah. It's crazy because it changes minute by minute. So, you know, you really have to do a lot to stay on top. And that's a combination of, you know, book work and hands-on. You know, you've got to roll up your sleeves and be in the trenches so that you really understand what challenges people face.
So in order to, you know, in order to keep up with the constant changes in the tax laws, is it a matter of your own, of educating yourself, or does the government provide you with, quote, classes, or, you know, or do you really have to do this on your own? I mean, you as obviously an educator, but also other tax preparers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so here's kind of how it works. There are really traditional education models out there that come about it from the law perspective. So this is all legal. And so typically what that means is you've got a lawyer at the front of the classroom, and you've got a big room full of 100 or so accountants learning from what the law says, and it's typically done with a lot of finger wagging, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you know, here's how you defend this in court, and it's very boring. It's very boring. But we take a slightly different approach. So what we do is we look at it from a proactive perspective. And so the way that I instruct our certified professionals is, how do you recognize these as opportunities? What are the cues? What are you listening for when you meet with a business owner? What do you see when you're looking through their financials or looking at their tax return? You know, there's a reason why Warren Buffett pays just 15% tax per year, Barbara, and his secretary pays 40%. And that's just a matter of having access to good information. And unfortunately, that costs a lot of money. So I have made it my mission to make this information available to every person, regardless of the size of your bank account. It doesn't matter how much you earn. It matters how you earn it. So as long as you are a business owner or an investor or involved in real estate, you have the same opportunities that Warren Buffett and Donald Trump and all of these really successful, wealthy Americans, you have the same access to that, to those same strategies, whether you make $80,000 or you make $80 billion. You can do the same things as long as you know what to do.
And have the right people to do it with.
Yes.
Now, your certification, I'm assuming, is an ongoing process. So do people sign on to learn from you over a course of time? Do they how does that work for you? Or for them, I should say.
Yeah, so the way that it works is this. We administer a certification, and so after going through some initial training and some coursework, and we have our licensees submit what we call a case study, and so they actually present a tax plan that is reviewed and scored in order for them to become certified. And then to maintain that certification, they have to go through some rigorous training throughout the year, and so they have minimum amounts of continuing education that they need to complete in order to maintain that designation. And a little bit of the difference between a traditional or a conventional tax advisor versus someone who's certified in tax planning is that their required education is specifically in the area of proactive tax strategies. So your conventional tax advisor, say a CPA or an enrolled agent, they have a lot of choice in how they meet their continuing education requirements. They can take classes in Excel if they want to and have that qualify. But it's really important that you have somebody that's regularly expanding their knowledge base. These rules change constantly, and so that requires a lot of upkeep. And then the other thing is we tend to see a lot of government incentives in the form of tax benefits, but they tend to be temporary in nature. And so what that means is if you don't know about it, you could miss it because it may only be valid for a year or two. And that requires education. So as long as your tax advisor is specifically trained in those areas, then that's a really good sign of something to look for if you're looking for somebody who's qualified to do this work with you.
You know, I noticed in looking at your bio that it also indicated that attorneys were involved, as well as I'm sure regular financial planners. Do they still have to be CPAs in order to be certified? I mean, it seems like there's such a wide variety of people who work in this field and overlap, so to speak. That I really wonder how that works for you and in your outreach to people.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned financial planners and attorneys because, you know, the taxes are really centric to a lot of things. So you may be making a decision on what kind of entity to be as a business owner. You know, should you be an LLC or should you be an S corporation or, you know, when do you incorporate? And really, there's a big tax impact that has. And likewise, you know, when you're talking about your retirement planning, should I fund an IRA or, you know, what do I do with my old 401k from my last job? Those all have tax consequences too. And so we do work with a lot of attorneys and financial planners. We also work with enrolled agents and CPAs. And even some folks that have a strong background in tax but don't have any certification coming in at all. So it really doesn't matter that they have a certification. What matters more is that they have the background in tax. So sometimes what happens is we have some financial planners that maybe have never done anything in the tax business before, and they tend to struggle a little bit because it's complicated. These are really sophisticated strategies, and so somebody who has a strong background in tax, you know, working with business owners, they've been doing business taxes for quite some time, that gives them the background that they know. So that then when they just hear it in a proactive way and they learn how to take what they already know and apply it in a different way and then learn new things, they'll do quite well.
You know, I know in the process, I realize that a lot of the things that, you know, you have to present, again, are legal things, et cetera, but you must have, in the course of this, developed your own intellectual property. How do you manage that with licensees since they're out there you know, marketing and generating their own business. You know, intellectual property is a big thing these days.
It is. And that's where it gets tricky because, you know, as we grow as an organization and we've got over 300 licensed professionals, you know, there's some risk involved there. There's some liability.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the consumers, when the public sees the designation of CTC, we want that to mean something. We want there to be integrity behind that designation. And so that's a really tricky area. One of the ways that we get around that is through screening. You know, this not just anybody can mail away for the certification and get it just by paying for it. It takes some work. And so that's one way that we can maintain the integrity of the designation is by not only providing really good education, but also through our testing process and really being able to identify those that are qualified to do this important work. The other thing is through having a really strict code of ethics. So when our licensees accept and become certified, they agree to follow our code of ethics. And so we have a lot of requirements there. I mentioned earlier about annual continuing education requirements, but we also have a complaints filing process. And in the past, we have received a couple of consumer complaints and even some calls sometimes from fellow certified tax coaches who say, hey, I heard so-and-so is really looking at this certification and they want to apply, but I want to tell you about this person's background. You need to know this.
And so they're monitoring their own, huh?
Yes, exactly. And so that's important. So a lot of it is, you know, how do you monitor this from within? And then, of course, the legal side of things. We've got a really great attorney. Of course, we've had to invest a lot with our attorney as well. But, you know, having really good agreements in place, legal agreements. We've got a great licensing process. And then also, you know, protecting the intellectual property by filing trademarks and copyrights and our certification mark, all of the legal protection that goes into that is so important.
It sounds like you have a lot on your plate, and yet you seem to have some other balance in your life. And I, you know, I don't mean to go off track with the certification program, but you know, you have family, you have obviously, you live in San Diego, so you love being in the water and have some music background. So when do you have time for all of that?
I don't sleep ever, Barbara. So, you know,
while
everybody else is sleeping, I am reading and playing piano and all kinds of fun things.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. You know, that is probably the biggest challenge of all. It is, how do you? I love what I do. I love my work.
I
but
can
at
tell
the same
that. I mean, it really shows. If anybody listening doesn't hear that, I would say, where have you been? So, I'm sorry. Go on.
Yeah, I mean that's a challenge because I really do love what I do, but it is all about balance. And what I've had to learn over time is that it's not that every day is balanced. You know, there was a day last week where I worked till 3 o'clock in the morning. I just wanted to get something done, and I was loving it, and I was pushing through. And that day, I certainly did not have balance. You know, that day, my nutrition was off. I didn't see my husband or my son. But, you know, if it's not balanced every single day, it kind of evens out. So I kind of look at things week by week and month by month. I do quarterly planning every quarter for my business, and that also includes my personal life. And so I'm constantly scoring myself and assessing where I'm at both with my professional goals as well as my personal goals. And, you know, it helps to have that check-in. It also really helps to have a mastermind team. I've been masterminding for years, and it's great to have people who know you well enough to call you out on your stuff and to have that regular check-in where I can turn to my team and say, you know, I have been neglecting my hobby of being out in the water. I haven't surfed in a long time. So it's encouraging to have somebody to say, when are you going to do it? And for me to say, next week I will be in the water, and to have somebody follow up and say, did you do it? And so that's really what it's all about. It's not about having every day be perfect, but it's about having that balance over the longer period of time and having the relationships that make everything fulfilling. Because I've done it both ways, Barbara, and, you know, just being a workaholic and sitting at my desk is a very lonely place. And without all of the good relationships that make it worthwhile, it isn't worthwhile. And that takes time.
Yes, it does. And thank you for the plug for mastermind groups. I do it with small business owners, and I agree, it really does take that, and you know, to help create the balance is certainly important. So what would, you know, we're kind of coming down on time a little bit. We've got about 5 minutes, but what advice would you give, number one, a business owner right now in terms of their own tax situations or what they need to be looking for, and you know, what would be the best way to find somebody that could help them better plan?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think what happens, too, is that a lot of new businesses wait too long to get started. And so they've got so many things on their plate. And believe me, I get it. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm juggling a lot of balls in the air. But there's some things that are so important that you just can't afford to wait. So if you find yourself waiting until tax time to think about taxes, that is too late. You mentioned earlier, Barbara, you know, people who are still filing for last year. And here's what I need people to understand. It's not just about the filing. You know, filing is really just recording history. You're just putting the right numbers in the right boxes. But planning is different. Planning is taking a look at your lifestyle right now. It's looking at your goals. It's looking at where do you want to take the business. What's your ultimate exit strategy? Are you planning on selling? Are you planning on running that business passively? Are you planning on growing it and passing it down through your family? And then coming up with a plan to make all of those things reduce your tax right now. And there are a lot of ways to do that. So my first piece of advice is don't wait. And don't let shame cause you to not look at this. I think there's an element of shame sometimes involved with tax or accounting. You know, we feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm opening the kimono here and I'm showing everything. And so there is a little bit of an element of shame. You know, maybe you haven't been as good as you wished you would on updating your accounting records. That's okay. Start with where you're at right now and get a little bit of education and get connected with someone who can help you. Here's a few things to look for to help you screen applicants for your tax planner position. Mm-hmm. You want to look for someone who is certified in tax planning. You want to ask them how many times do they contact their clients during the year to bring ideas to them that will save money, and how do they do that? Is it through a newsletter? Is it through an email? Is it through one-on-one conversations? And how often is that happening? Ideally, you should hear from your tax advisor multiple times during the year with ideas to help you save. And so you want to ask yourself right now, if you're working with a professional, when was the last time they brought you an idea to save on tax? And if you're not really happy with that response, you may want to interview some other candidates just to make sure you're with the right person. It's a little bit like dating, so you want to make sure that it's a good fit personality-wise and that they get your business, that they have experience, and that they are excited about your dream, too. You want them to really understand where you want to take your business and what the idea is behind it. So you can search online. You can get referrals. Referrals are always the best place to start. We've got a directory of our certified professionals. You can find that at certifiedtaxcoach.com. Don't go overboard, though, on educating yourself. This is complicated stuff. You want to educate yourself a little bit just so that you know the basic concepts and how it works. We've got some really great books out there. For example, Tax Breaks of the Rich and Famous, or Why Didn't My CPA Tell Me That? Those are a couple of really inexpensive ways to learn a little bit, and you might even be able to save yourself $10,000 or so off of your tax bill just by learning a few things.
Well, I think we've come to the end of our show, and I think CertifiedTaxCoach.com is a way for people to get to you. Dominique, I just so appreciate this. I hope people out there have experienced some wonderful, wonderful information and maybe scared a few people in the process. So I thank our listeners, and there will be a show next Monday with another Woman Leading Their Way radio show. I hope everyone has a fabulous week. Again, thank you, and we're signing off. Have a million-dollar day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.